I need some pizza underwear. Please send to Milford.
I think your wife has to help you out.
Right. Christmas time.
New Haven style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza. It's time to eat.
Here we go. We're back in at episode 41 of Chard and New Haven Pizza Show. What's going on? It's Kevin Begley, Frank Zabski. We've been away from the real episodes for a couple weeks because of the Pizza Fest.
Right.
Because we ran those panels. So yep, I saw a bunch of people were commenting and watching those. Always good to have them up on the YouTube and podcast channels. But I figured we'd start episode 41 with talking about our thoughts on the Pizza Fest, the CT Pizza and Brew Fest. Presented by Brown Roofing, that happened a few weeks ago. So,
well, since you're talking, keep talking.
Yeah, no, I feel like overall, I feel like it was the third year. I feel like, you know, we kind of hit our stride a little bit.
Yes, I agree 100%. You know, when you guys came to me with the idea 3-4 years ago, you know, I was really excited about it. But this year kind of like cemented it.
Yeah.
You know, the first year maybe got lucky, the second year, okay. But the third year, I mean, I'm pretty sure, and I don't know exactly the numbers, but I think we had record numbers.
We had, you
know,
higher than the previous year.
3,000 people plus. And it's crazy to, I have a certain vantage point that I look at every year, which is in front of what I call the jail cell. Mm-hmm. And you look out and there's lines and lines of people, and they go as far as you could possibly see.
It's really crazy. Even in that room that we do the pizza panels, and you can see them walking in through the windows the whole time.
Right.
And it was amazing the amount of people we had this year. And you're right. The first year we had that tropical storm that came, and we didn't know if anyone was going to show up. And even then, we still had about 1,200, 1,300 people. Year two, we got even higher. We had like 1,800, closer to 2,000. Mm-hmm. And then, I think it got over 3,000 people. And I think we had a ton of walk-up this year.
Yeah.
People, you know, texted their friends, hey, come down to the Pizza Fest. Like, I think that happened a lot. And, you know, it was great. Like, I think the pizza places were excited about it. You know, every year we tweak things here and there. You know, we've even had a meeting since this one to talk about stuff for next year.
Yeah.
But overall, I feel like it was a huge success. And not that the other years weren't, but it's just, when you get to that third year, you know, you feel like, oh, we've established this event now, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And what a lot of people don't realize is that there's so many moving parts, you know, it's never going to be perfect, but this year was close to perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the hardest part are really the pizza trucks.
Right.
Because if you have too many, then everyone gets a smaller, quote unquote, slice of the pie, meaning the pizza vendors.
Yep.
And if you don't have enough, then you have long lines and people get PO'd. And so my feeling is, like, my vote's always, well, I'd rather have a little bit less and have them more happier.
Yeah.
But the point being is, I think we had a pretty good balance. We definitely could have used a couple more.
Yeah, I agree. And there's no shortage of pizza places, as we know.
Right.
So I think for next year, maybe we add a couple more. But yeah, I think you're right. I think the pizza places were pumped because they were busy the whole entire time.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that the first year we did it, we had a ton of trucks.
Right.
And it does kind of, you know, it is kind of spaces them all out a bit. And I think it was like 25 the first year.
Yeah.
We were kind of like overshooting it a bit. But yeah, it's just dialing in that balance. But I think everyone had a great time. It was hot, but I think it's expected in the summertime. And I think as long as the sun's out and it's not raining, I think people are having a good time, you know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously I have some affiliation to the Milford Oyster Festival. When I say affiliation, I volunteer there. And I saw you there this weekend with your family, and it was hot.
Yeah.
Like, more hot than the Pizza Fest.
I think it was hotter than that weekend, right?
And there were, you know, I don't know how many people that were there, but there had to be at least 5,000-10,000 people. I mean, it was nuts.
Yeah.
So where I'm going with that was that the weather almost doesn't matter.
If
you give something that people want to go see, want to go do with their families, they're going to come.
Yeah. And and Yacht Lobsters, they rocked it out. We had all the breweries there, which was really fun. And then we had the best and fest, Frank Pepe's. They won the voting this year. So
that's right.
Yeah.
And Brown Roofing was there.
Yep. They were awesome. So big thanks to everyone who came to the Pizza Fest. I'm rocking my Pizza Fest shirt right now. shout out to Megan Boyd, who designed this. It looks like the music festival in the back.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, love it.
Yeah, so that's the other fun part about the Pizza Fest, designing the shirts every year.
Well, you're a big shirt guy.
Oh, yeah. I need some more pizza shirts for these upcoming episodes because I feel like I've worn all my pizza shirts. Now we've done 41 episodes. Like, so originally I was trying to wear like a different shirt each time, and now I'm starting to repeat because I think I have like 20-something pizza shirts.
All right, Kevin, this is a personal question. Do you have any pizza underwear? Not that you're going to show us the underwear, but do you have any?
I have pizza socks. I think I have 3 pairs of pizza socks. I don't have any pizza underwear. Okay. I need some. I need some pizza underwear. Please send to Milford.
I think your wife has to help you out.
Right. Christmas time. The next thing I want to talk about is, as people know, I work for the radio stations here at Connoisseur Media. We did a Bring Your Kids to Work Day. And we always try to have fun things going on at the station when all the employees bring their kids. So we reached out to Frank to do a pizza class for the kids. And it was really fun. It was awesome. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm definitely more of a sarcastic adult humor kind of guy.
Yeah.
And not that I mean, I have 2 kids and I'm pretty good with kids, but it's not my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And so I certainly wasn't nervous about doing it, but I kind of really didn't know because my humor is more adult level, so to speak. But I think it went well.
My kids had a great time. And the way we did it was, because obviously we don't have an oven here, we thought about bringing in the uni in the parking lot, but it was just a little too much to bring the kids in and out of the building. Yeah. So Frank, you know, had them dress it, you know, do the dough and the sauce and the toppings and all that. And then everyone brought them home. And I know my wife and I, our kids, they made them that night at home in the oven and they loved it.
Yeah.
So it was a great way to do it. And I know you had toyed with the idea of possibly doing like a kid's version of your class. So it was almost like a good, almost like dry run for that. But you and I talked about how with a kid's class as opposed to your adult class is so different because you got to constantly keep them entertained every like 5-10 minutes.
Yeah. And it was funny seeing the vast array of ages because I think true. Your youngest daughter is like 2 or 3.
She's almost 4. Yeah. So.
And then we had Keith's daughter.
Who's like 18.
Right. And I was 17. Like, okay, so what do I do here?
Yeah.
But I think everyone had fun. And the idea coming up with those little aluminum plates to put the pizza on, that was like a last minute. I'm like, how do I do this and make it so that they can, you know, and I, like you said, it was just logistically too much work to have them make pizzas.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually really proud of myself for that idea that I came
up. It was great.
With.
Yeah. Frank had these aluminum, almost like pizza pans.
Yep.
And then we put them into Ziploc bags once they were all dressed up and then they could bring them home. I was telling my mom about it over the weekend and she was like, oh, that's awesome. She's like, they could have done like the felt things that you buy for kids that have like the felt toppings.
Yeah.
And so like if you wanted to do a less messy version of it, but then yeah. They're not getting the real feel. Like you need the feel of the dough and all that.
Well, the reason why I'm laughing is because I remembered, I think it was your daughter. She was putting her hands in the flour.
Oh, Penny.
And eating the flour.
Oh, she loves the flour. I was like, don't eat the raw. Anytime we make pizza at home, just loves the flour. But my kids love the dough. They would just play with the dough all day. Like they would just take a ball of dough and just constantly. Yeah. It's like Play-Doh, you know?
But it was a lot of fun and I'm glad the kids liked it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something that, you know, we've talked offline and kind of making it work financially is always the challenge. And I realized that, you know, it's a kid's birthday party or event, but you know, you never know what's going to happen. I don't know. I have had crazier ideas.
Yeah. I mean, the birthday parties, parents, if your parents are listening or watching, they're always looking for unique ideas for birthday parties. So that's a big business right there.
And I had bought, like, I usually have a black bow tie, but I bought like a clown bow tie.
Yeah.
And I actually had a clown hat in the nose and I was going to put it on. And I bought a Pinocchio nose that I was going to put on, but I didn't want to give him too much time.
The bow tie was awesome, though. And then you had all the props like the pineapple and like all the joke. You brought the healthy food to throw out to them. I'll post some pictures on the Chart Instagram. So
I don't know if they bought that or not, because that's when I started the class with them. Like, oh, your parents told me you don't want to do pizza. We're going to do healthy snacks.
And they thought you were serious at first.
And again, your kids were like, oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was great. The kids' version of the New Haven Pizza School was a big success. The next thing I want to hit is that Connecticut released these pizza license plates,
yes,
which you've probably seen. Now, I have a funny story about this. So back in, I don't know, February or March, when they first announced they were going to start doing it, I was like, how can I be on a pizza podcast and love pizza this much and not have this license plate? Like, I need this thing. So so I applied back then to the DMV, and they're like, we opened up applications. So I applied. It was whatever it was, $60, $65.
Yeah.
And I kept my same license plate number, but I wanted the pizza thing. And it's to benefit CT Food Share, which is a food bank here in Connecticut that we do a lot with the radio station. So I was like, this is all good. So I applied back then. Crickets for months. I was like, this isn't happening. You know how the DMV works. I'm like, there's no way this is going to get sent to me, because I did it online too. I didn't like go into the DMV.
Right.
And I was like, just didn't hear anything. You know, 2 months go by, 3 months go by, 4 months go by. And I'm like, I think I'm just out. I think they're going to not do these plates probably. And then, I don't know, a month, 3 weeks ago, all the news stations started talking about it again.
Right.
And they were, and they explained that when they opened it up back in March, there were 600 plates and they sold out in like a day. Because I did it the minute I saw it. So I somehow got into that 600. And then they had to shut it down because there was so many, they sold out of them. And then they put it on hold for a little bit. And then the news story that happened recently was that they opened up applications again for people to apply for it.
Right.
And then they said, now the original 600 will start getting shipped. And sure enough, like 2 days after that news story hit, it showed up in my house. And I was like, yes, finally.
Yeah, I saw it on the back of your car when I was here a couple weeks ago. I'm like, yeah, you go, Kevin. Go get them. And I was trying to figure out, because I'm not telling everyone what your license plate is, but I have it somewhat memorized. I'm like, okay, so is that, you know, is there something behind that license plate number, or so no, you answered.
No,
the
I
question.
Just have a random. So you could get applied for a vanity, but it's like double the price. So I think it's like $130 or $40.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I could, you know, charred would be funny.
Oh yeah.
Because we have the T-shirts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I don't want to go through the hassle of changing my license plate on everything. So I was like, I'm just keeping the same one. And if anyone hasn't seen it, it's got the pizza slice, and then it says the pizza state, which is
funny. It's really cool. And I haven't done anything yet, so I'm neutral on it.
Yeah, yeah. But I just think it's fun that I'm like one of these 600 cars driving around right now with this pizza plate. So if you see a pizza plate on a Subaru, that's probably me driving
Silver
around.
One.
Driving around Milford, which is super fun. The next story, you've probably seen this if you follow pizza culture here in Connecticut, but there's always famous people going to Worcester Street.
Oh, yeah.
Over the years, there's hundreds of famous people that go there. But every time someone does, it hits all the news sites and all the, you know, everyone starts sharing it online. And the big name that was there recently was the actress Anna Kendrick, who is from Pitch Perfect and a whole bunch of shows and movies. You know, pretty, I would say, if not A-list, definitely like B-list.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's a household name, pretty much. I mean, a lot of people have seen Pitch Perfect. I know you said you recently watched it.
Yeah. Well, I watched a clip of it.
Yeah. But she's, so Pepe's posted a photo of her with the staff.
Right.
And with like a Pitch Perfect quote, or like a, you know, like a funny quip about Pitch Perfect. And they also posted her order. So I want to read you her order, and let's break it down. So because at first she's like a tiny person. I was like, there's no way she ate a whole bunch of Pepe's pizza.
I'm sure she came with a couple of people.
Yeah.
Unless
her team. So Anna Kendrick's order at Frank Pepe's, according to this article, was she ordered a margarita pizza, an original tomato pie, and a white clam pizza.
Yeah.
So
she hit all the spots.
She hit them all. And now, did she have someone telling her, here's what you got to get? Maybe. But the original tomato pie, that's the one with just the sauce, right?
Yeah, just sauce, pecorino, olive oil.
Pecorino,
yep.
And then the margarita, I've never had
fresh moots.
Oh, yeah. So I've never had that from Pepe's, but
I haven't either.
Because the margarita, I always think of like
Neapolitan?
Neapolitan style,
Traditionally, it's Neapolitan. But yeah, I mean, you know, the fresh mozzarella is an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And I let, you know, I kind of neutral on it. And from the standpoint of just a taste, I mean, it's the most traditional pizza that really was ever made.
But when you order a margarita pizza at Frank Pepe's or Modern or any of these Sally's at the New Haven places, do they make it New Haven style, the crust, and just make it margarita?
Yes.
So it's still a New Haven style dough.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. At that point, the fresh moots is just a topping.
Right.
But yeah, same char, same sauce, same everything.
And then the white clam pie, which, you know, everyone has to get if they go to New Haven. But the I was thinking if someone's going there for the first time, a lot of people listening and watching have probably been to these places. But if someone hasn't, you know, what's the order to get? Because I always just get a regular cheese, like a plain
cheese
mozz. If I'm going for the first time, if I go back again and again, I'll get a specialty pie or get something different. But it's always the go-to cheese. Should people get like the original tomato pie if they go to a New Haven place for the first time?
Yeah, I think you're missing out on something special if you don't.
Yeah.
You know, I spent a lot of time on Worcester Street, not living there, but going there. And, you know, back in the day when the Consiglio brothers were running Sally's, you know, I don't think there was a better New Haven tomato pie than a Sally's pie. Mm. I have since switched to, I would say switched, Grand Abitz on the Shoreline makes an incredible New Haven plain. But yeah, if you go to any, I don't even want to say specifically New Haven, but New Haven County or any place that makes New Haven style pizza.
Yeah.
I think outside of the mozzarella, because there's a, you know, there's nowhere to hide with the tomato pie.
Right. You have to know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. And like, even with the mozzarella cheeses, there's several different manufacturers or makers of cheese. And so they always put their little spin on it taste wise, but there's nowhere to hide with the plain tomato pie. And I think that's really, that should be the gold standard for New Haven style.
Right. The other, just real quick, the other, there was a musician, Lupe Fiasco. He's a hip hop artist from like the early 2000s, and he was playing at Westville Music Bowl in New Haven.
He's another one I don't know.
Right, but he has a funny video. He put a video up, and they must have got takeout or something. And he had a box of Modern, box of Pepe's, two boxes of Pepe's, and he's saying like, we're getting New Haven pizza. We're gonna rate them or whatever. He's gonna review them. And then Sally's commented on their Instagram like, wait, where's our box? So he's gonna
they're
go
watching.
Back, yeah, exactly. But I, you know, it is funny, like all these people, especially the musicians, if they're coming to play Westville Music Bowl or the Amphitheater in Bridgeport or any of these music venues. I'm guessing every band or artist that comes through gets either asked about New Haven style or if they're going to have it. So I'm wondering, like, do they order it delivery? Does the venue get it for them? I thought there could be another pathway. Like, we should create something where we, like, bring the pizza to all these artists. Ooh. Like, we're like the artist delivery system.
I like that, Kevin.
because you always see these, like, anytime, even, like, with the radio station where I also work, like, interviewing these artists, they're like, what about the New Haven style pizza? What's the deal with that? And I'm like, well, and I tell them the whole thing, the whole spiel.
Yeah.
But I feel like they always want to try it when they're playing here. Toad's Place, any of these venues, you know?
We can have like a pizza concierge service.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like charred celebrity delivery. That's what we could create. Another business for you. We'll get that going. So there's a couple funny pizza stories that I saw come up. One of them actually is one that I was in New York recently. My brother-in-law and sister-in-law live in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And so we brought the kids and we were just, you know, hanging out for the day in the city. And in Brooklyn, there's obviously a lot of pizza places, but near one of the parks, there's a specific trash barrel that's just for pizza boxes.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I had never seen that before. And I posted it on my Instagram and then people quickly reminded me that there are some of those on Worcester Street, or at least there used to be. I don't know if they're still there, but this thing is like, it looks like a square, like a rectangle trash barrel, and it's just got a slot, like a mail slot. Yeah. And then it says pizza boxes only. And because there's so many people going to that park right near the river and eating pizza, that they don't want the regular trash getting filled up with all these boxes. So they put them in there, which, have you ever seen that before?
I've not seen it, nor honestly have I heard about it. And it kind of makes sense, but it definitely makes sense to specifically where you're talking about. Like, I couldn't see, and maybe there are, pizza box dumpster trash cans on Worcester Street, because Worcester Street's more of a place that you go, you eat, you go home.
Yeah.
Now, I know there's Worcester Square and there's a park there and everything, but not a lot of people know about that.
Right.
But, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I don't know if whoever commented on my thing, I don't know if they meant they used to be there back in the day or if they have them there and I just haven't seen them before. Maybe they're in an area that I don't know about. But.
And the same with me. You know, again, I park. I go in, I come out. I'm not particularly exploring too much. So my guess is if they were there, they're probably more in the Worcester Square Park is where I think they call it. That would make sense where they are.
Yeah. Now, this next story kind of ties into this a little bit because it has to do with pizza boxes and dumpsters. So this guy, this was going viral. This guy in Minnesota, he owns a pizzeria called Pizza Man. That's the name of the place. And he was noticing that this is kind of like a heartfelt feel-good story. He was noticing that
we need more of those.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, he was noticing that people were dumpster diving in the back of his restaurant, and all the scraps they kept throwing out at the end of the night people were going into like, because, you know, people who are either homeless or hungry or whatever.
Yep.
And he noticed this happening on his security cameras. And he was like, this is crazy. And he thought, like, I have all this extra dough and ingredients. I'm just going to make a pizza. And he put up a sign. He's like, just knock on the back door if you need a pizza. And now he's been just putting pizzas out there at the end of the night. And, you know, he just makes one at the end of the night because he has the extra dough and just in sauce and cheese and just puts it out there. And his whole thing was like, you know, just ask, like you don't have to go through the dumpster. I'll just make you a pizza. And I feel like that's almost like the mentality of pizza people in general, like pizza makers, pizzerias. It's like looking out for each other. And, you know, just the overall mindset of someone who owns a pizza place, like the pizza industry and the pizza world. That's like a shared sort of mentality, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, most of the people I've ever met that own their own pizzerias are just really passionate, down to earth, goodwill kind of people.
Yeah.
So this kind of makes sense to me. You know, I think unfortunately there's probably more that should do it than don't, but that's a whole nother, you know, story.
Yeah.
I also see, and again, I look unfortunately at logistically side of it where, you know, now you've got people coming there and
if they take advantage of it.
Right.
Right.
So I think it's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Like his heart is in the right place, but you're right. If you don't want people just a big line out back of people who don't really need it wanting the free pizza, but
right.
I would think that he's, you know, gauging it, being like, oh, yeah, this person actually needs it. You know?
I mean, I've heard many stories from older pizzeria owners that took it over from their parents that, like, they're the kid, you know, in New Haven, West Haven, you know, the old pizzeria owners would literally feed the kids of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, slice here, slice there.
Right.
You know, everyone that kind of grew up in those areas, you know, we didn't come from money.
Yeah.
I mean, we were blue collar kids.
And a lot of people back then, and, you know, who started the pizzeria, like you say a lot, like they didn't start the pizzeria to make money. They start to either make a living and, but also to like feed their families and feed their friends. Like that was, it wasn't like, hey, let's get rich off this. It was, yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of like, you know, going to grandma's on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, where people would bring their families and you could eat something and it was relatively inexpensive and it was a good time and you laughed and you joked and, you know, yeah, I mean, those are the old days, you know, and those are the days even I have in my head with bringing my family down to Worcester Street. I mean, it's just, my kids will never forget it.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't anything special or crazy, but it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And you know, memories, you know, you can't buy those things.
Definitely. The last thing real quick, I noticed this on your Facebook page, the All About New Haven Style Pizza.
Yep.
And there's an there's an oven, which I'll put up on the Instagram too, so you can see it while you're listening to this. Someone saw this at Lowe's. It's a pizza oven that goes to 750 degrees just for the sole reason of making pizza. Number one, I don't know. I want to hear your thoughts on it, but I don't know how it took places, manufacturers this long to come up with this idea. It also speaks to the fact that we always say like pizza's getting more and more popular in the past years. Because, I mean, oven companies could have done this 20 years ago. And it took till 2025 to say, hey, let's make our ovens go to 750, our home ovens.
Yep.
It just looks like a standard home oven. But now the advertising is like, goes to 750 to cook pizza.
Yeah. So my idea, you know, my thoughts on it is I think it's great. From a technical standpoint, I think, and there's got to be some either insurance or fire issue of having a really hot oven in a home, in a house.
Oh, that's true.
So like a lot of the commercial pizzerias, they actually have a hood over their ovens. And so it sucks all the hot air out.
Yeah.
So somehow or another, they probably, either the laws or rules changed, but they were able to make an oven that goes up to 750. You know, I think it's great. And we talked before, you know, we were going to talk about this. And I was like, well, I think this is great. And if my oven broke, I definitely would get one of those.
Right.
But I'm not going to go out probably and buy one.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Just to have it.
Yeah, if you needed to replace your oven, you're going for the 750 one.
Right.
Now, obviously, you'd still use a pizza steel or a stone or something like that. But the 750 just makes it able to go up that much higher because, and you still need to preheat it, but with the 500 oven, I feel like you got to preheat it a longer period of time.
Yeah. This 750 oven could be a huge game changer. Like I tell people in my class, cause the place that I do it at, Michelina's in New Haven, you know, they've got a real true wood fired oven. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I bring the pizza out and it looks great. And I'm like, listen, you're going to get probably 80 to 85% of this pizza in your home oven.
Yeah.
Cause there's only so much the home oven's going to be able to do.
Right.
You know, even though it says 550, you're probably getting 525 really max. So this here would, and my guess would be the same thing with this, even though it says 750.
Yeah.
You're probably going to get 700,
yeah.
But 700 is you know, I want to say perfect. It's a great thing.
Pretty good for New Haven style too. You're trying to get that 600 to 700 range,
100%.
Right? Slow and low.
Yeah. 600, 650 is perfect. And then add the broiler on the back.
There perfect. You go. All right, awesome. Well, that does it for episode 41, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks with episode 42. I think we're going to do another demo episode, Frank.
I think we are.
Love it. All right, awesome. Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening. Make sure you subscribe on YouTube and all the podcast channels, social media, too, at Charred New Haven. Kevin Begley, Frank Zapsky, remember, it's not burnt.
It's charred, baby.
New Haven-style pizza. Come and take a seat. A pizza.